Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen again. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. We'd like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and with Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Truly, we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made. Amen. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. We like to welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. Amen to our early morning services. Amen at the breakfast table. Amen. And we are glad to have you with us. We invite you to have a seat, and breakfast is about to be served. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. And so enjoy the services, and to the extent that you continue to come back over and over and over and over again. Amen. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Amen. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning. I pray that everybody had a lovely, 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 lovely weekend. Amen. That whatever you did this weekend, amen, I pray that Jesus, amen, was on your mind. Amen and amen. All right. So we have stepped into a brand new day. We have stepped into a brand new week. Amen. And we want to thank God for it. Amen. Because this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous. Amen. Absolutely marvelous in our sight. Hallelujah and hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to get straight into the word on this morning. Hallelujah. We bless God. Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, our strength. Oh, Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. Beloved, amen. Hallelujah. We spoke about our brother Joseph a little bit on yesterday. Amen. Glory be to God. And Joseph, amen, was Jacob's, amen, most favorite son. He had 12 sons, and Joseph was his favorite son. He was his favorite son because for several reasons. Number one, he gave birth to Joseph was born out of Jacob's old age, you know, glory be to God. And so that was one point, amen. He didn't have Joseph while he was a young man. He was an old man when he was born. And not only that, Joseph's mother, Rachel, amen, was also a Jacob's favorite, amen. And she was unable to bear children for a long time. Her sister Leah, if you know the story, amen, about how there was two sisters and he was tricked and he ended up marrying the other sister, the sister he didn't love, amen, but that was the sister that was giving him all the babies. Glory be to God. But he did, he worked for his father, amen. What happened is, hallelujah, Joseph was just reaping what he had sown. Amen. Hallelujah. If you're a trickster, amen, you're going to reap tricks. Glory be to God. If you try to get over on people, you best believe it's going to be somebody's going to get over on you. Amen. The world says what goes around comes around. But let me tell you something. It is the bona fide truth. And so you might as well learn real early that whatever you put out coming back to you. And but it's coming back with more momentum. Amen. It's coming back stronger. It's coming back. And the Lord puts it, the world says what goes around comes around. The Lord says, amen, you reap what you sow. Amen. So that's the truth. And so here Jacob, who was Joseph's father, he was just reaping what he had sown. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're going to be talking about Jacob a little bit more. Amen. But Jacob had the 12 sons, and his favorite one was Joseph. Yeah, he walked in favor, amen, with his father, and his brothers didn't like it. His brothers didn't like it, amen. And he was a little bit cocky. When you read Joseph's story, he was a little cocky. Okay, he was a little overconfident. Let's put it that way, amen. He was a little overconfident, amen. Because hallelujah. He knew that he was the favorite. See, he knew, amen. His father had made him a special coat, a coat of many colors. Well, you got 11 sons, and you only given one son a coat, you know. And so this stirred up a little animosity between him and his brothers. Glory be to God. And not only did he walk in his father's favor, he also knew that he had God's design on his life, because the Lord was speaking to Joseph in dreams and letting Joseph know that he was going to be a ruler. He was going to be wealthy. He was going to be running the show. All right. So here he had favor on one side. Not only did it he have his father's favor. Amen. It looked like he had God's favor, too. And he was just a young man. When the incidents in his life began, he was only 17 years old. Amen. So he was still a young man, still growing into manhood, how to balance all that. Amen. Glory be to God. And then, glory be to God, his 10 older brothers, Joseph had 11 brothers, 10 of them was older, and he had one brother, amen, that was younger. Amen. So he had 11 brothers. But when he revealed to them the dreams that God had given unto them, it was unbearable. His older brothers, they just couldn't stand it. It was just too much. They said, no, wait a minute. You're already daddy's favorite. Now you're trying to tell us that you're going to rule over us too? And guess what? Amen. Just the way he said it was just the way it went down. Amen, beloved. But it didn't happen overnight. Amen. Glory be to God. It was a 13-year journey. Amen. Glory be to God. In those 13 years, beloved, amen, hallelujah, Joseph, amen, experienced many situations that caused him to step back, which is what I want to talk to you about this morning. many situations that cause him to step back. Sometimes we have enthusiasm. Sometimes we have goals. Amen. Sometimes, amen, we're moving towards a, you know, certain direction. We're trying to be optimistic. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But then things will happen out of nowhere. We didn't see it coming. We didn't see the curveball that the devil was sent our way. We didn't see it until we got hit with it. Because if we had seen it coming, we would have ducked. We would have dodged. We would have ran in for cover. We would have gone into our prayer closet. We would have did something, but we would not have allowed ourselves, amen, to be suckered like that. Well, Joseph experienced many setbacks. He experienced, he had to step back when his brothers threw him in the hole because of their jealousy, see? So he was a setback because of jealousy, a setback because of envy, see? A setback, see? They threw him in the hole to die. They wasn't playing hide and seek. They was really going to let that boy rot down in the hole. He was so far down, he couldn't even get out without assistance. So he experienced that setback. But that wasn't the end of it. He had setbacks from sexual, amen, glory be to God, temptations, glory be to God. From Potiphar's wife. See? Luring after him. Joseph was a good looking man, you know, strong man, good body, you know what I mean? And his wife, and Potiphar's wife warning him. And when he said no, when he refused to disrespect his God, he didn't do it because of the king. He did it because of his God. He said no. Now, that's a godly man there. They're going to say, no, I'm not going to do this. And no, you fine, sister. You fine. You all of that. But because I love my God, I'm not going to do it. But for him to take that stand, he experienced another setback. Because when his wife, then Potiphar's wife lied on him. Another setback. Now, anytime the king's wife, nobody's not going to question the king's wife. She lied and said the man came in and tried to rape her, like a lot of women do. They want to give it up. Glory be to God. And you better not have any money. You better not have, because they coming for the money. I know. I didn't. That wasn't violent. That wasn't consensual. I was raped. Yeah, that's another story for another time. So he was set up. All right. Then, amen, Potiphar could have had him killed, but Potiphar threw him in prison. Another setback. Here we see Joseph, amen, all he was doing is minding his business. All he was doing was trying to live the dream. Anybody trying to live the dream out there? Glory be to God. But every time he took a step forward, amen, he was taking a step back. Glory be to God. But I come to tell you this morning, beloved, when you're walking with God, when God is in you, glory be to God, when your love, your desire, your passion is on God, hallelujah, every step back you take, amen, is a step forward into your destiny. Ah, my God, Suki, hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. I say it was a setup for him to go up. It looked like he was losing. It looked like, hallelujah, he wasn't going to win, but he was stepping back, amen, to step forward. Hallelujah, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. Whoo, beloved, perhaps, amen, you can identify with one or more of these hardships, hallelujah, that Joseph experienced. Being betrayed, amen, by his family. Being deserted by his family. Exposed to sexual temptations. Punished for doing what was right. Anybody ever been punished for doing what was right? Now, I'm not talking about being punished for what was wrong. And you got to pay your consequences. And you got to pay the piper. I'm talking about anybody ever been punished, amen, for doing something right? Endured a long imprisonment. Anybody ever been locked up, amen, for doing right? And he was forgotten by those who will. I'm going to tell you, that's a hurt piece there. It's a hurt piece to be forgotten by people in any situation, but especially for those that you have helped. Glory be to God. But beloved, when we watch and read Joseph and the steps that he made, glory be to God, and his attitude and moving forward, each time Joseph went through something, beloved, amen, hallelujah, we see his positive response. Oh, this boy was positive. This boy, I'm telling you, I'm sure his energy level was high. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know some? Do you know anybody, amen, that every situation comes to them, they know how to turn it around for good? They refuse not to cry in it. They refuse not to murmur. They refuse not to be defeated. They refuse, glory be to God, and they turn it around for good. Anybody know anybody like that? They're in a situation that don't look good. Amen. But you know, God going to make a way. You know it's going to be all right. It is well. That was Joseph's situation. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That was his mindset. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my Jesus. Hallelujah. So each situation, beloved, amen, that he went through, each encounter that the Bible tells us about, amen, he was able to transform each setback into a step forward. That's faith in action. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. That's an I can do attitude. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's an attitude that says I am more than a conqueror. That's an attitude that says I refuse to be defeated. That's an attitude that says, glory be to God, I will persist until I succeed. I refuse to be defeated, never to be defeated. Hallelujah. That's why, amen, when we move forward, amen, in the fifth, when we get to the 50th chapter, amen, that's why he was able to tell his brothers, he said, look, whatever you meant for evil, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. Hallelujah. It was a step back. Each setback, hallelujah, was transformed into a step forward. Well, how did he do it? Well, that's my point today, one of my points. I got 2 points. Glory be to God. When Joseph was encountered with a situation, and a situation that God allowed, let me throw that in there. Because the devil is not in everything. We need to stop giving the devil so much credit. Because every time something negative we show up, we want to call the devil a liar. And the devil is a liar. But I want you to know that the devil is not, amen, in everything. So we might as well stop giving the devil so much credit. The truth of the matter is, beloved, is some things we just got to accept whatever God allows. God allowed these situations. God could have stopped him from being thrown in the hole. God could have stopped him, amen, from going to prison. God could have stopped it, but he didn't. You in a situation right now, glory be to God, God could have stopped it from happening. You think God don't have enough power to stop it from happening? You don't think God got enough power to take those people out of here? You don't think God got enough power, glory be to God, to stop the pain? Glory be to God, but God is allowing this. Why? Because he's taking you somewhere. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm in training for raining, and I'm going somewhere. Hallelujah. Whenever Joseph was encountered by opposition and challenges, he didn't do, amen, glory be to God, amen, what we see so many of God's people doing. Why? Why me, Pastor?
Pastor, why? I don't know why. I do the right thing. I pray every day. I don't know. I pay my tithes. I pay my offerings. I'm willing to serve. Why? I love everybody. Why? Why me? Why I got to go through this? Why my family got to go through this? Oh, y'all know this. Y'all know it. Y'all, you can hear it right now. Crying and snobbing. Glory be to God, wondering why God allowed you to encounter this. I ain't never did nobody wrong. Neither did Joseph. I ain't never owed nobody nothing yet. Neither did Joseph. I ain't never going to go after nobody else's husband or wife, neither did Joseph. Huh? We don't see not one place where Joseph is sitting here crying and weeping and complaining, why me? Every situation, glory be to God, that he encountered. You want to know what Joseph's approach was? He said, what shall I do now? Oh! What shall I do now? Letter in the mail. What shall I do now? Doctor's report. What shall I do now? Family crisis. What shall I do now? That was Joseph's winning approach, beloved. That was it. His mindset. Proverbs 3:5 tells us if we acknowledge the Lord in all our ways, he will direct our paths. Joseph was acknowledging God. What shall I do now? God, I don't know what to do. This don't look good. It don't feel good. My God, this ain't good. But I don't know what to do, so I'm coming to you. He didn't go running over there to try to get a date with the devil. He was seeking the face of God. What shall I do now? And guess what? And God didn't answer immediately, but he still waited. I shall wait on the Lord. I shall wait on the Lord. Beloved, what do you do when situations hit you hard? What do you do when you find yourself in a situation that you know you did nothing, amen, to be in this situation that you're in? Glory be to God. What's your approach? What's your mindset? Joseph's approach was, what shall I do now? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Those who met Joseph, beloved, were aware that wherever he went and whatever he did, God was with him. Beloved, can you live a lifestyle that even when you're in unfavorable circumstances, that people will know that God is with you and God is in you because of your attitude? Glory be to God. Matter of fact, beloved, Joseph lived such an impeccable lifestyle that in Genesis chapter 41, verse number 38, it says, so Pharaoh asked them, can we find anyone like this man, one in whom is the Spirit of God? Can we find one like him? Who is this woman? Who is this man? Who is them? I mean, when they see you, they see God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, amen. Hallelujah. Joseph was able to achieve the goal. He was able to live the dream. He was able to fulfill his destiny. Only because he had favor with God. No, not only because he had favor with his father. Not only was he his father's favorite, but because he had favor with God. Beloved, I come to tell you this morning. I come to tell you this morning, as I close, Psalms 44:3. Meditate on it today. It says, for they did not gain possession of the land by their own sword, nor did their own arm save them, but it was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your countenance, because you favored them. This scripture here, beloved, in Psalms 44:3 is saying, amen, that because of the favor of God, hallelujah, we will be able to obtain our possessions. We will be able to possess the promises. Ah, my God, hallelujah. God is going to bring us into our possession. God is going to bring us into the promise. God is going to bring us into our destiny. God is going to bring us into our dreams. God is going to bring us in the same way he brought Joseph in. Glory be to God, because God favors us the same way he favored Joseph. I come to tell you today that God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And what God did for Joseph, huh, God to do for you. Sook it, baby. I tell you right now, it's a stepping back to step forward. Huh. Hallelujah. I come to encourage you to keep on walking. I come to encourage you to get up and try it over again. Oh, glory be. I come to encourage you to be not discouraged. Whatever be tied, I know that God will take care of you. Oh, glory be to God. I encourage you to stop murmuring and complaining and asking, amen, why me? The question should be, why not you? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And seek the face of God in your everyday walk and ask God, what's next? Which way do I turn now? Oh, Father, I see the ambushment before me. How? What's the way? Show me the way. Jesus said, I'm going to show you the way because I am the way. Jesus said, just follow me. Turn right. Go here today. Call this person. I say God has divine strategy. God downloaded his divine strategy into Joseph's life, and Joseph won the victory because he walked in favor. Beloved, I've come to tell you, you walking in favor too. But you're going to need some faith and obedience to get there. If you don't have no love in your heart, if Joseph didn't have love in his heart, he would have hated Pharaoh's wife. He would have hated his brothers if he didn't have love in his heart. Oh, glory be to God. That took a lot of love for him, amen, to embrace his brothers after what his brothers did to him. You hear what I'm saying? Because love conquers all. Hey, my God. Faith, love, joy, faith, love, hope, these three, but the greatest of these, come on now, is charity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is going to bring you into your possession because you're walking in favor with God. And beloved, you got to know it. You got to know it, that even when things don't look good, you're still in favor with God. It's just a setup for you to go up. God did not promise you an easy flight. How do you hear what I'm saying? But he did guarantee you a smooth landing. It might be a bumpy road. Oh, glory, might hit some air pockets. You hear what I'm saying? Might have to do some detours. But you're going to arrive safely into your promised land because you're walking in favor with God. Can you stand to be blessed? Can you stand to be blessed? God knows exactly where you are, beloved. God knows where you're. He knows what street you're on. He knows exactly. Look, he don't need no GPS to find you. He is the GPS. He knows where you are. And he knows where you're going. If you just say yes. Whenever you are forced to take a step back because of opposition, just know it is just paving a clearer path for you to move forward and reach your destiny and obtain all your possessions that Jesus died for you to obtain. Can you stand to be blessed on this morning? Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Hallelujah. We give your name the praise. We give your name the glory. We give your name the honor. God, we want to say thank you for this word, because many of us have taken many steps backwards in life, Father God. Hallelujah. We are ashamed. We are embarrassed. We don't want to talk about it. But Father God, we thank you for the word that now we can see, Father, it was a blessing in it. Every step we take, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, even when we step in backwards. Because sometimes, Father, you will have allow us to take a step with that we might take two forward, three forward. My God, to leap forward. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. That we're walking in the same favor that Joseph walked in. Even greater favor. Yeah. Woo. My God, my God. We're walking in favor. We're walking in power. Father God, thank you. And the Bible says that because of your favor upon our life, we will be able to possess our possessions. And that's every promise that you have given unto us. It belongs to us. And we say thank you. Help us to be patient. Help us not to give up. Help us not to be bamboozled. Help us to hold on. Hold on till our change comes. In Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says amen. Amen and amen. We want to thank God for the word of God on today. Hallelujah. To God be all the praise. And to God be all the glory. And to God be all the honor. Amen. We want to invite you, amen, to come with us, amen, and meet us at the altar, the power line. Amen. It's a prayer line, but we call it the power line. Why? Because there's a lot of power on this line. Yeah, my God. 12 o'clock at 9 o'clock. Amen. All this week. Amen. Glory be to God. Bible study on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord at the morning altar. We are now on 15 platforms. 15 platforms. When you see us on social media, you might be watching on Facebook, or somebody else is watching on YouTube, and somebody else is watching on LinkedIn, and someone else is logging in on Twitter. Then we just added on, amen, six other platforms. I don't even have the names yet. I'll give you the names this week. Amen. In addition to our TV channel, my God, Sookie, 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 but covering the whole world, covering the whole world, and didn't have to really go anywhere. Amen. Glory be there in the comfort of our studio, in the comfort of our homes. Amen. Covering the whole world for Christ. Come on, somebody. Come on, that's something to get. And it's done in a way, if they miss it, they can go back and pull up the replay. Whenever they get in, they can just pull it up, pull it up, pull it up. Amen. That's what God is doing. He's expanding our territory. You want to know why God is doing this with this ministry? Because we faithful. Oh, we faithful. We faithful up over here. We don't care if it's one person in the audience. We preach just as hard. We don't water down the message, amen, because there's only one, two people in the audience. We faithful. Glory be to God. We're faithful. We don't come late, amen, supposed to be here at 6 o'clock, come chiming in at 6:15. No, we don't play that. Glory be to God. At 6 o'clock, amen, when they say you are live on the air, we be live on the air. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Huh? Hallelujah. On our 5 a.m. service, amen, we don't come chiming in at 5:15, talking about how y'all doing. No, we there at 5 o'clock. We faithful. Glory be to God. Our prayer altar at 12 o'clock, we don't come chiming in at 12:10 talking about, sorry, y'all. No, we there. And before, matter of fact, most of y'all there 5 minutes before the time, waiting till 12 o'clock so you can get started. We faithful over here. God rewards faithfulness. That's why God is doing this right now for us. Guess what? We just as humble as we can be. We just as humble as we can be. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. So that's the good news. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Lord be glorified. So amen. Find some time. Amen. And come on in and help us celebrate Jesus. Spread the word. Spread the word. People will be happy to know. Amen. Hallelujah. That this is happening here. Glory be to God. And then when we move it back into our building, we're going to find a way with the audio, amen, and the equipment that we see be in the building. Amen. And then we will, we want to start out maybe like if we can do something once or twice a month. Amen. Physically, because we're missing one another. Amen. I thought about Zoom. We might consider Zoom in the meantime, but we got to get into a building, amen, if we only do once a month or twice a month, amen. But when we're in the building, we still got to, amen, all the social media stuff going on at the same time. This is what Jesus meant when Jesus said, greater work shall ye do. Jesus could only be in one place at one time. He was in Jerusalem, amen. He was in Nazareth, amen. He was, amen. He was there. Wherever he was only one place at one time. But now with technology, beloved, we are in millions of households, all in the same hour. Look at God move. Look at God move. Amen. And to God be praised. All right, saints, amen. That's the announcements. Amen. Looking forward to a good day. Looking forward to a good week. Amen, hallelujah, and to God be praise, glory, and honor. Amen. We're not sure what we're going to do this Wednesday. Amen. We're just going to take it one day at a time. We're going to take it. I know we have three people scheduled to elaborate this week. Amen. Glory be to God. So at least three other days, and I just took one of those. So at least two more days. I don't know what we're going to do on Wednesday. Amen. If we're going to open up the lines or not. Amen. Just be prepared. Amen. The good news is this. We pray that your lines are always open. And remember that song, Telephone to Jesus, oh, what joy divine, telephone to Jesus, what a friend of mine. We pray that your lines are always open. How about that? Amen. So not only that God hear you, amen, but that you can hear God. Amen. Father God, give us a good day, and we thank you for it. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Father God, hallelujah, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. Accidents, incidents, and calamities. Father God, we're just so happy for a rhema word this morning, Father, reminding us that we are walking in favor. That we are your favorite. Every one of us, Father God, that's walking in obedience is your favorite. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you. Hallelujah. And you said, Father God, that because we are your favorite, we're going to walk right into our possessions. And we're not going to wait till we get there. We're going to give you an advance praise or praise on credit, as the sister would say, and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And we seal this prayer, hallelujah, by the word, the blood, and the spirit. We decree and declare that Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a good day. Remember that when you step forward, step back, amen, hallelujah, it's just clearing a path for you to move forward. Hallelujah. Can you stand to be blessed? Amen. Love you, love you, love you. Signing out. Dr. Alfreda Bradford.